It is late, I must hurry. They will be waiting, and are in such need of help. They will be waiting, and are in such need of help. I am a clergyman, a parish priest, returning through St. James's Park to my cure of souls. How beautiful it always is, after evensong, the abbey uplifting, outside the stillness of a clear summer night, a pale gold light softens the sweet air. Shadows lengthen across the grass among the trees, water birds nest beside the silver lake, a path of flowers through a forest glade, a green thought in a green shade. A green thought in a green shade. Oh, in my reverie I've crossed the mall and entered the green park quite unaware. I live nearby, but when the evening is spread out against the sky, I am more at home among these trees. I look for peace in this deserted place, the haunt of lovers, refuge from corrupting care. Fear no more the furious winter's rages, for the human voice can quicken trees to life, and the excitement of the elms, rising and falling, their leaves alight, colors thinning and thickening, from blue to the green of a hollow wave, like plumes on horses' heads, brings on an ecstasy. All my life I have made my way to this solitary spot. The world has raised its whip. Where will it descend? I can stand it no longer. I cannot sit beside him when he stares so and does not see me and makes everything terrible. Sky and tree, children playing, dragging carts, blowing whistles, falling down, all are terrible. He is selfish, and I am not happy without him. He makes one so solitary. There is no one I can tell. My wedding ring is loose. My fingers have grown so thin. My wedding ring is loose. The fingers have grown so thin. What a sad sight! That woman, angular and old, who talks to the trees in the gathering twilight. Why should I suffer? I have done no wrong. He isn't himself. He says cruel, wicked things, talking to himself, talking to a dead man. But who is it who acts this strangely? She must be deeply troubled and in need of help. Septimus Warren Smith pointed in agony, in relief. My wedding band was gone. The bond was cut. But what are you saying? What exactly happened? How has all this come about? Experience changes that innocent oval to a face lean, contracted, and hostile. The European war had tutored him. There are no lasting emotions. The Great War put an end to the intoxication of poetry, extinguished the fluttering red-gold flame, infinitely ethereal and insubstantial, exposed the bestiality of eating and copulation, of eddying whims and vanities, without lasting emotions. His comrade was killed, and he felt nothing. There died a myriad, and he too was destroyed, the man who finished a masterpiece at 3 in the morning and ran out to pace the streets, who fasted one day and drank another, who devoured Shakespeare, Darwin, and Bernard Shaw. He fought bravely and won promotion. He survived to marry without love, to experience sudden thunderclaps of fear. He did not want to die. Life was good, the sun was hot, and he grasped a greater truth. But visions plagued him, an old woman's head in the middle of a fern, his dead friend without mud or wounds. Even the doctors pursued, prescribing a hobby and exercise. He had to escape, or they would get him. He flung himself, vigorously, violently, from the open window onto the area railings. Once you falter, men pursue you. They hunt in packs, scouring the desert. They desert the fallen and vanish into the wilderness. Human nature is remorseless. The soul knows no defense. The rack and the thumbscrew are applied without pity. Limbs are exposed, wounds laid bare. The unfeeling worship conformity and penalize despair. They love to impress, to impose their own features on the face of the populace, to feast on the wills of the weak. His was not the slow sinking of a waterlogged will. His body was macerated. Nerve fibers alone were left, spread like a veil upon a rock. The elms beckoned. The leaves were alive and connected by millions of fibers with his own body. They fanned it, up and down. When the branches stretched, he too made that statement. The sparrows fluttered, rising and falling. The white and blue, leaded by black branches, sounds made harmonious with premeditation, the spaces between significant as the sounds. And in his delusion, the most exalted of mankind, the criminal who faced his judges, the victim exposed on the heights, the fugitive, the drowned sailor, the poet of the immortal ode, the Lord, who had gone from life to death. His soul had been forced, an indescribable outrage. Closeness drew apart, rapture faded, and he was alone. It was more than a shilling thrown into the serpentine. He had flung it all away, death was defiance. Fear no more the furious winter's rages. There is an embrace in death, an attempt to communicate. The Great War? This must have happened 90 years ago. She cannot be that old. Can she be mad? In this deepening light she seems to grow younger, to move as though her body relived the experience. O God, release my soul from its dream. Mankind can do no more. Appease the misery of the living and the remorse of the dead. My dress flames, my body burns. He had thrown himself from the window. Up had flashed the ground. Through him, blundering, bruising, went the rusty spikes. There he lay with a thud, thud, thud in his brain, and then a suffocation of blackness. Had he preserved the thing that mattered? A thing wreathed with chatter, defaced, obscured in all our lives, a thing let drop every day in corruption, lies, chatter. A thing let drop every day in corruption, lies, chatter.